Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time now for our daily tech and business report with KCBS contributor and Bloomberg technology anchor and executive producer Emily Chang. Apple CEO Tim Cook met with President Donald Trump to talk about trade, U.S. investments, immigration, and privacy. Emily, do you think Cook was able to convince the president to wait on increasing tariffs in his trade war with China?
Well, we don't know. We don't know exactly what was discussed or what exactly Tim Cook was trying to sell President Trump and vice versa. We do know that Apple certainly faces the threat of tariffs if President Trump decides to raise tariffs on goods coming from China. He has said that after his meeting with President Xi Jinping at the G20 summit, that's when he will make a decision about whether to increase tariffs. And Apple is certainly one of the companies that could be hit the hardest. That said, Apple has largely avoided tariffs to this point, and even though the iPhone, AirPods, and all Apple products come up in any conversation about tariffs, they really haven't been hit, and that could be the result of the relationship that Tim Cook has cultivated with President Trump over the last couple of years. He, of all the tech CEOs, it certainly seems, has made the greatest effort to meet with the president to try to at least have the conversation, even if maybe they disagree on certain issues.
Yeah, that would be interesting to be able to sit in on those, because he would seem like he's not necessarily Donald Trump's cup of tea.
Well, and Tim Cook has certainly spoken out on many political issues, personal issues, moral and ethical issues, and on many of those issues, he and the president don't necessarily see eye to eye. You know, for example, I sat down with Tim Cook a couple of years ago, right after the president had made some comments about climate change, and Tim Cook, quite frankly, told me he thought the president was wrong. He also told me he wasn't planning to join one of the president's business councils, which later became very controversial. That said, he felt it was important to continue to engage with the president, and he has certainly continued to do that, whether or not they agree on political issues. The primary reason he was at the White House was to discuss this new job training program. A number of tech CEOs, including Tim Cook, have promised to help train new workers for tech jobs. The CEO of Salesforce as well has promised to train 1 million workers over the next 5 years using some of Salesforce's tools. And this is part of a broader policy workforce group that's been created with a number of different corporate leaders, including the Commerce Secretary and including the president's daughter, Ivanka.
Got to go in a sec, but does the president characterize the meetings or say much about Tim Cook?
Well, the president hasn't said much about this particular meeting. Often, you know, what we'll hear from the president is, "We met. It was a great meeting."
But he calls him Tim Apple.
Right, exactly. So we don't know exactly what happened and the words that were shared between them. We do also know that Google CEO Sundar Pichai was also in Washington this week. He participated in an event on Capitol Hill that was hosted by the Chamber of Commerce, where they talked about trade. He expressed support for the U.S.-Canada-Mexico trade agreement. And he also talked about the importance of digital trade. And you know, this is a hot-button issue for Google as well, because, for example, the president cutting off Huawei from U.S. suppliers, that directly impacts Google because they supply the Android operating system to Huawei phones. And Huawei is one of the biggest smartphone makers in the world. And so if Google is no longer able to do that, that could mean that Huawei will start making its own operating system. And, you know, that has huge implications for Google. So, you know, all of this very important as the trade war continues to simmer and as these various federal agencies divide oversight of a possible antitrust investigations into many of these big tech companies, two of which are Apple and Google.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.